You're watching a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Sundenstein. I am your host, Silas Sundenstein. Welcome. Today, I am reviewing the new film, Tuesday. Tuesday is a new Julia Louis-Dreyfus film where she plays Mother Zora to daughter Tuesday, played by Lola Pettigrew. Tuesday is rated R. It is a fantasy drama, runs 1 hour and 51 minutes, written and directed by Dana O. Pusick. It also stars Leah Harvey as a nurse and Arinze Kenny as the voice of death. About the film, Zora lives with her terminally ill daughter Tuesday. One day, death, in the form of a size-altering macaw, arrives and sends Zora and Tuesday on an emotional journey about love, life, and death. So yeah, to sum it up, I also read someone called it a tragicomedy too. So I'm not sure where exactly we're gonna put this, but definitely fantasy elements, drama elements. This isn't a happy-go-lucky film for sure. So I wouldn't put it in necessarily a comedy. Except for the fact that you have a giant bird, a macaw, that changes shapes up and down in size as the plot requires. The bird is actually death. So the Grim Reaper. So death in this is not a big menacing black hooded figure. It's a bird. And that's kind of funny. I mean, just to sum it up, right? And so Tuesday is the daughter who this is named after, and she's dying. She's bedridden. She can get into a wheelchair, and clearly it's her time to go, because death, who we saw visiting the bird visiting places and letting them end, arrives, and she distracts it with kind of a joke, a little story joke, and then Death and Tuesday start sort of becoming friends and talking, but he's got a job to do, and that's where this comes in, and then there's a whole story on things, and let me say, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, she does a beautiful job here as this mom who's constantly afraid of her daughter dying, is doing what she can for her daughter to care for her, and is making sacrifices. And her performance is just a wonderful spot-on performance. And it's not like I don't know that she can do that, but I think she's so famous from Seinfeld and Veep, that you kind of forget that, oh, she's got some great acting chops, and she really gets to highlight them in this. And also Lola Pettigrew as Tuesday, wonderful job. The voice act, I mean, across the board, I mean, it's a really small cast, main cast. There's some extra people that show up during this, but they just do a fantastic job. Another good ensemble piece. The film had its world premiere at the 50th Telluride Festival in September 2023, and it just released this past weekend. I didn't get a screener till too late. It's an A24 film, so a lot of people are A24 fans. They've been producing a lot of good work. Their name's on it, and it helps it. More artistic pieces, but it's there. And it's also director Dana O. Pusick's feature debut. That's interesting. I think this is a really wonderful little film. It's weird. It is weird. Death as a bird is gonna be weird, but if you're able to get through that and able to deal with a talking parrot, who also has a little rap at one point, a cover. Don't really. It's not a Bird original. If you're able to deal with those things, I think you will. You'll find a quite wonderful little film, a film that you could. You could almost say kind of, it reminds me a little bit of like a Greek tragedy. And that's why when I saw a tragic comedy, I was like, oh, I could see that. It reminds me of a Greek myth, you know, like how did, what does death do? How does death work? And this is a story about one of death's stories, right? I could see this, and I'm actually almost surprised it's not a. I think I tried to look it up, and I don't believe it's a remake of any story. If it is, correct me. Tell me what it's a remake of. I don't think it is. I think it's original, but or a retelling. I don't think it's a retelling, is what I should say. But it feels like it should be. It's so familiar, and these stories about death and how death works and how we should treat death, how we should look at it, how we should come. Confront it. And question, is death ultimately bad, or is it's something, it's the one thing that all living things will experience on this planet? No matter what differences you have, this moment of death you will share. And maybe you should think about how you confront it, or when it confronts you, particularly in the form of a bird. Makes the phrase "give him," when you say, "Hey, I gave him the bird," means a little different in this film. Drum roll, please. Guys, the lessons of this film. It's. I think there's a lesson about how the way you can, no, that's Star Trek's lesson is how you face life, how you face death isn't as nearly as important as how you face life. I believe that is a Star Trek lesson, which is not this one. I believe that this one is, it's a lesson in how to confront death when it's there, and how you want to face it when it happens to loved ones. I think there's lessons there in that. It's is it rewatchable? Yeah, I mean, I would rewatch this again. I think it's an interesting study. I think it's an interesting. I can see a lot of discussion points on this. This is definitely like, this is like a film club kind of film. What did particular things mean to you in the film? I think there's important, it says some important things, and you're open for discussion. And I'm sure there's a lot of things that I probably missed in the first viewing. And I want to see in the second viewing what those little nuggets were. Look, I'm not, I generally don't do this at home, right? Because I like to experience movies. I like to experience movies in the movie theater, so I can't do what I did, but I did rewind a little because I wanted to see a scene again. And I did catch little things. So I'm sure there's a lot more there. I only did it once. But I did it. I admit. So, I mean, that's the film. In my rating of love it, like it, or lose it, I'm going to give it a like it. I may not have loved it, but I think it's a definitely good film. And I think you're going to hear mixed reviews from critics about it. I know some critics that one critic that didn't like it, and I thought they were off their rocker. Saw a critic that did enjoy it. So from the critics on my feed, it's definitely split. But from this critic, this movie guy says this is quirky. It's a quirky film, but it's my kind of quirky. I enjoyed it. So, yes, give it a like it. I give that a like it. Strong like it. What did you think? Did you see the movie? Let me know what you saw. What did you like the acting chops of the bird? I mean, voice acting, I guess. Otherwise, animated acting. Was it what moments worked for you? What's the most memorable scene from this movie? Is it the rap? Is it the eating? You'll know. You know what I mean if you saw it, right? So let me know what you think in the comments of it. And of course, if you want to get reviews like this, be notified when they drop. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button. But in the meantime, I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for watching the review. But mostly, thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me, don't make a difference, love. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters, you find this. Yeah. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it like it, or we lose it, can't find it. Yeah. And we ain't keen on being reminded. But the film, if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Yeah. Leave pain behind us. And relax your mind, come watch a movie with Silas.